Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Franchise. Rich Estrella along with Bob Gibson and John Conti. And that sounds like the Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil. Where'd you get that, John? What is this?
We're just trying to wake everybody up tonight, Rich. That's what we're trying to do around here.
Boy, oh boy, boy. What we need to do is wake the Angels up. A tough night for the Angels. 2-0 loss to Cleveland in 12. And two-hitter tonight. Carrasco was on fire, Bob.
Yeah, 9 innings pitch, 7 strikeouts. Shoemaker, 6 innings pitch, 10 Ks for him. So that's back-to-back good starts from Angels pitching, but no bats again. I mean, the Angel bats are right now as silent as anything in all of baseball. They're going to have to figure out a way to wake up the bats.
But at least last night, guys, I believe every Angel in the starting lineup got a hit or at least made contact. Tonight was a whole different story.
Yeah, Carrasco was really on tonight. I mean, that's really the story that came here tonight. Carrasco just had it moving. Giovitella had one of the hits, and DeJesus had the other one, just a couple of singles, and that was it.
Actually, it was Murph.
Dave, you're right, Giovitella and Murphy.
The two new guys are the ones that have been lighting it up lately, but tonight just wasn't enough. Our number here for the franchise, 1-877-8-830-830. That's 1-877-8-830-830. John, rolls right off the tongue, like you said, man. Come on, who can't remember that number?
It rolls right off the tongue, real smooth.
Absolutely. Okay, so the Angels, Bob, they did well last night. You know, they held off a late rally by Cleveland, and tonight, it just no bats tonight. Just uncharacteristic of the Angels. They usually hit pretty well.
Well, a slump is a slump. And the Angels,
absolutely.
Even the win last night was nice, but they're still, I think, in the midst of a bad slump here. And yeah, it comes and goes. The bats will come back at some point. This team's too good offensively to just, you know, stick around in the doldrums, you know, for too long. But, you know, right now, these new pieces that are coming in tonight. You know, we saw all three of the new pickups. You know, the left fielders, they contribute or tried to contribute at one point or another here tonight. But, you know, right now, nothing the Angels did at the trade deadline is really making a big difference at this point. Maybe it's just bad timing. But, let's hope Jared Weaver, you know, is coming back off the disabled list pretty soon. That would be a nice little boost to the pitching staff.
That would be great.
Trout and Pujols, you know, nothing tonight out of either one of them. And, you know, I think as those two go, pretty much this lineup goes. So, I mean, if those guys are in a slump, I think the whole entire lineup is probably more than likely going to end up in a slump, and that's where we sit here tonight. At least Houston lost, and we'll get to the scoreboard here, but they didn't lose any ground in the West.
Yeah, the Angels are in need of a slump buster right now, and again, we mentioned it last night. It's better to slump now than to slump a month from now. It's just get it over with, you know, get the poison out. And let's get on to playing some more winning baseball like they were a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like I said, it's an ebb and flow. They'll get it going here at some point, and then the bats will come alive, you know, one more time. And you know, as we all kind of talked about last night, you know, this thing's going to come down to the wire. I think in the West, and Houston made their moves. The Angels maybe have another move in them in August, and we'll see what happens there. But I really think it's going to be a tight race down to the end.
And like you mentioned earlier, Weaver coming back possibly. He played in what double A, single A today.
Yeah, right.
He pitched a little bit today, so he's. He's on his way back, and none too soon, I would say, right now.
Well, especially with C.J. Wilson now on the shelf, probably for the rest of the year.
Good
to get Weaver back in the fold.
And look, guys, here's the thing. Everybody wants it now. We want wins. We want results. This is baseball. They play 700 games a year. I mean, let's be serious. The Angels are 3 games out right now. I mean, you can count that on one hand. So they're 3 games out. Nobody needs to panic. Weaver's going to come back. Everything's going to be okay, Angel fans.
I think so. And again, slump now, not later. And we'll see where it goes. All right, we have Jeff calling about the Angels and Dodgers. By the way, the Dodgers lost tonight, I might add. Bob, that's your score. Was 6-2 tonight?
Yeah, Dodgers did lose 6-2 tonight. Michael Franco had a grand slam for the Phillies. So the Phillies have actually been one of the hottest teams in baseball in the last couple of weeks. Phillies have been playing pretty well, and the Dodgers on the short end of that one tonight.
Let's talk to Jeff now from Wilmington. Jeff, how you doing tonight?
I'm okay, and I just want to let you know it will be a Dodgers Yankees World Series, and I think the Dodgers let the Angels know that over the weekend. That was a pretty impressive 3-game series by the Dodgers, and I don't think the Angels ever thought they would leave Dodger Stadium being swept. That really hurts, and I just want to let Angel fans know that I'll be at the rematch in September with my Dodger jersey on at the Big A, so come say hello to me, because I think the Dodgers are going to go to the Big A, and I don't think they're going to sweep them, but I think they'll take 2 out of 3.
Well, I think Am I correct, Bob, that this was the first time the Dodgers actually swept the Angels, maybe the second time they've swept them in the Freeway Series since they've been playing it, the interleague?
If you say so.
I think the first time, because let me tell you something, the Dodgers, until the recent changeover in ownership, really weren't doing a whole lot.
And it's probably true. The Angels have actually have one of the better records in all of baseball. Since interleague play came back in, the Angels have been a really good interleague team. So to see them get swept like that at the hands of the Dodgers is a rare thing.
Jeff, I think the pitching at the Dodgers, as everybody knows, is just superior right now, superior to everybody. And I think that gives them the edge this year over the Angels.
Well, I think what the Angels got going for them is they got a great coach in Mike Scioscia. He's really a great coach, and I don't know if the Angel fans realize how great he is, but I think the Angels have a super team. I just don't think they're better than the Astros this year. And I know they're not better than the Royals. And I'm not even sure right now the Yankees are better than the Royals. But it's going to be very interesting to see how the Angels turn this thing around, because I mean, Trout's been great. I mean, when he won the MVP for the second time in a row in the All-Star game, nobody was jumping up and down more than I was. But, you know, when you take away Trout and Ibar and Calhoun and Pujols, you really don't have much left. And I'm going to tell you one thing. This Iannetta guy, being a catcher, when he tried to throw out, I forgot who he tried to throw out, Puig or somebody going to second base in the fifth inning, that throw by Iannetta, I'm a left-handed catcher. I could have threw out that Dodger guy going to second base. That was an awful throw by Iannetta. And I think he really has to get his game going, and he's got some real soul searching to do.
Well, you know, the beauty of this is the season is long, and right now, for the Angels, unfortunately, they're going in reverse. But that's a bold statement. Dodgers and Yankees in the World Series, I personally don't think the Yankees are going to make it. The Dodgers may make it, but the Yankees, I don't know, Bob. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm not sure. When you look at the division standings right now, who are the top teams? The Astros.
Right.
I don't think anybody thought the Astros would be the top of the West. The Yankees, I'm not sure the Yankees were a pick by many people to win that East.
Not this
over
year.
There in the East, no. And look at the Royals. Everybody knew the Royals were going to be a good team once again this year, coming off that World Series appearance last year. But, you know, it's been a surprise, I think. But I think people are just kind of waiting in that East. You know, the Yankees have sort of, you know, kind of run away a little bit with it now, but with all those moves
the Blue Jays
East,
made,
right, Toronto, I think, is ready to make a run. And I think Baltimore is a team to look out for too. I think they're kind of primed, maybe if they can kind of get things going here and get their pitching staff moving, I think Baltimore can be a team to look at too.
And the Royals are going to be tough to beat as well. Let's face it, you know, they bolstered their stuff up too during the trading deadline, and a lot of people like the Royals. And the Royals, of course, got hot last year. Like John said yesterday, it's all about who's hot at the end. And the Royals got hot at the end. Nobody had them on the radar last year.
Yeah, well, they got that number one starter in Johnny Cueto. I mean, that's the big trade for Kansas City right there. They got that number one starter. Even Ned Yost, the manager, said, hey, we have a number one starter now, a legitimate guy we can throw in there in game one and game seven, and that guy can go in there and win a game for us. And that's huge. That's a huge boost for a team, as we talked about last night.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the call, man. We'll check it out and see what happens. You know, that's a bold prediction, and Bob's writing it down right now. Going to put it on the wall and see what happens. But, you know, it's still a little too early for me to be calling anybody, because I got to see how all the moves that were made this week pan out. You know, you got to give them some time.
Well, one of the Dodgers' new acquisitions, you know, Alex Wood, had his first start as a Dodger tonight, and, you know, mixed results. It was okay for a stretch, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, that, you know, beyond the top two, you know, Greinke and Kershaw, the Dodgers have kind of struggled a little bit to find, you know, some good starting pitching this year, and they hope they've got that solved now. But, you know, that's a pretty good duo to go into the postseason with if you can get to the postseason. You still got to have those five starters throughout the regular season. Then you can turn Kershaw and Greinke loose, you know, in the playoffs.
The Angels can't be giving too many games away
No.
now. I mean, let's face it, Cleveland's not the top of the major leagues right now, and they should have handled them. I mean, we were hoping they would have tonight, but it didn't happen that way. But they can't give away too many of these games from these bottom feeder teams that they should be beating.
Yeah, these are the kind of series at home, especially, that you need to be, you know, winning. So, you know, good chance to go out, you know, daytime baseball tomorrow and maybe, you know, get a good chance to get back in the win column.
Yeah, interesting at that. Okay, let's move on. Some of the big stories today, and this story will not go away. We've talked about it, said let's don't even bring it up, but let's talk about it. I mean, Brady came out today, Tom Brady, that he's going to go up in front of a federal judge. He's going to be out there, what, the 9th? The 12th of August is their next meeting, and today they release, what was that? Do you have the transcript over there, John? They released some of the transcript of what was said today, and basically he said it under oath to a federal judge today. So now this is getting some serious stuff here because you're under oath now. If they catch you lying, if they can prove something else happened, then I think this thing gets even bigger than it is, and we all wish it would just go away.
Is there a reason we're at this point? I mean, seriously, guys, can I ask either one of you, is there a reason why we started with some deflated footballs, you know,
in a game the Patriots
dominated, and we're at the point now where we're talking about federal judges and lawsuits, and, I mean, how did we get to this point?
Bob, sometimes when you get caught cheating, you don't want to admit it. It's just the way it is. You, at all costs, and I've told you guys before, and you guys think I'm nuts, I think he's trying to preserve his legacy now. He's at the end of the road. He's 38. How much longer can he go? How many more Super Bowls do they have left? And it seems like, you know, the Spygate, Carolina, and Super Bowl, I mean, they even said that we saw those guys filming us. So, I mean, I think he's trying to protect his legacy a little bit because, okay, you get caught cheating once, but now it's the second time that we know of. So I just think that if he would have just taken his lumps, admitted it, and said, look, yeah, okay, so I like the balls a pound under. What's the big deal? He just would have got a fine more than likely, and this thing would have moved on. But when you deny it, don't forget, you got 31 other owners out there that may not like Kraft and the Patriots. So they're also putting pressure on the commissioner to do something. And I think that's why we're here now. Everybody loves to give people a second chance. But in this case, this is like a third chance because Spygate still looms. And I think this is a carryover from Spygate, Bob.
So the story's in the cover-up, basically.
Let's see. John, come on. You're the football guy. What do you got to say on this one?
I'm absolutely sick and tired of this story.
I agree with you.
Once again, we're talking about deflated footballs. Nobody got hurt except for maybe the Colts' ego because, you know, Tom Brady worked him over in that game. But look, besides that, this is ridiculous. Just to paraphrase, you know, Tom Brady was asked, you know, did you have any knowledge of these deflated footballs? He said under oath, absolutely not. So if he's lying, he's in big trouble now.
Well, like I said, once you start messing with the federal judge, you know, he's got subpoena power, he can jail you. I mean, the judge has full authority, you know, so.
Can they prove he lied, though? Well, that's the whole point. You got to prove
that
he lied.
Here's the deal. He destroyed his phone, and that's in the affidavit, too. We have that here. It's not like we're making this up. This is actually what was said in court today.
That looks bad, but that still doesn't prove that
understood,
he lied.
But that's his phone. Now, if they want to subpoena the other two guys, the two ball boys, they want to start subpoenaing those phone records. And remember, those guys didn't seem to like Tom Brady very much if you look at the dialogue in those text messages. You know? They don't seem to like him. So they would probably be willing to give up their phones and their records and to see what was actually said in those text messages.
They might have to give them up, Rich. They might not have a choice.
You can't mess with the judge. I'm telling you right now. You know, as Flip Wilson will tell you, here come the judge. Hey, we have Charles coming up. He wants to talk a little bit about Mike Socia. So who we got right now? Let's see. John, we got the Premier Group, our friend Greg Saffer.
Yes, absolutely.
Premier Lending.
Yes, I want to talk about Greg Saffer, Premier Lending Group. If you're considering a reverse mortgage, if you're 62 years or older, please, please, please give our good friend Greg Saffer a call. He's a local lender right by the stadium, big Angels and Ducks fans. He wants to help you. Call Greg, 714-289-0868, Premier Lending Group.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
We all want to look our best. Dr. J's Laser MediSpa can help you do that. Elimination of spider and varicose veins, cellulite reduction, body contouring, and laser hair removal. At Dr. J's MediSpa, we offer you the latest state-of-the-art technology and some of the most advanced skincare treatments and non-surgical cosmetic enhancements available in the world today. Our luxurious spa-like facility is what sets Dr. J's Laser MediSpa apart from the rest. Visit us online at drjsmedispa.com or call us at 714-832-2222 today.
Hey guys, this is John Conte from The Franchise. I'm here to talk to you about reverse mortgages. What exactly is a reverse mortgage? Who knows? Premier Lending Group knows. Call them. They will walk you through the process and give you financial peace of mind. Yes, I said financial peace of mind. I've referred my friends and family to them. They are great. If you're 62 years or older, own your own home, you may qualify for a federally insured reverse mortgage that allows you to draw the equity off of your own home. This company is fantastic. They're AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. And if you mention the franchise, they're going to take care of your appraisal. Call the Premier Lending Group today. Call them at 714-289-0868. That's 714-289-0868. Tell them the franchise sent you, and they're going to take care of you. Once again, Premier Lending Group. Call them today about a reverse mortgage.
Hey guys, when the game is over, head down to the Canyon Inn in Yorba Linda. Tuesdays, dollar draft, $5 pitchers. Yeah, you heard that right. On Wednesdays, $3.75 everything and DJ Roughneck. On the weekends, Wheel of Deals. Spin the wheel, we'll give you a deal. Live bands Friday and Saturday. We've got every UFC fight. Come on down, watch every football game as well. No matter what your team is, we're showing them on our 11 big screens right there in the Canyon Inn in Yorba Linda. If we don't find You want to get fit? We all want to get fit. Go to Coronetic Gym. Talk to Andy. He will get you in the best shape of your life. Make the commitment right now. Go to CoroneticGym.com or call 949-392-0765. You want to look your best? Talk to Andy at Coronetic Gym. 949-392-0765. Go to CoroneticGym.com.
Your Angels have what it takes to go all the way.
Ready on the next pitch. That one is hit high, and it's hit deep into left field. And that ball is out of here.
Hear every hit on Angels Radio, AM 830.
Everybody, welcome back to the franchise. I'm Richard Stray along with Bob Gibson, John Conti. Happy you joined us tonight. The number you want to call in and participate, 1-877-883-830. 877-883-830. Join us right now. We're going to take a phone call from Charles. Charles wants to talk about Socia. What's up, Charles?
Yeah, I just got a simple question.
Sure.
The Angels offense is doing pretty good until Mike Trost has started moving Giovatello from first to eighth back and forth after the trades. And Giovatello, you know, he doesn't walk a lot. He does get a lot of pitches by fouling pitches off, which is really good for, you know, Calhoun and Trout behind him. And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be better to just let Giovatello be a regular leadoff hitter? And then if you have DHs or Victorino in the lineup, just let him bat number nine.
One thing we know about Mike Socia, Charles, is that he moves around his lineup a lot. I mean, he's going to mix and match. He's going to try to put the guys in there. You know, I mean, you know, tonight we had DeJesus, you know, leading off, and I think really it's a chance to kind of see who can hit where, trying to fit the new pieces into the puzzle. You know, Giovatello, as you mentioned, hasn't been a real high on base percentage guy this season, so I'm not sure it really matters at this point. You know, who's leading off, unless someone really, you know, really steps up into that spot. We've seen Ibar all the way up and down the lineup. You know, it's DeJesus' turn now. Giovatella's had a turn. I think we've seen Cole Calhoun, you know, even lead off at points this year. So, you know, that's just kind of a Mike Socia hallmark. He's going to mix and move guys all over the place. The only guys you're going to see pretty regularly slotted in are Trout and Pujols.
And all I can tell you about Socia, you know, is he's a smart guy. He's no fool. He's a World Series champion, world champion as a manager and a player. Being a former catcher, you know, he knows how to handle hitters and lineups and so forth and so on. With all the new pieces they got, you got to give a little more time. I mean, some of these, DeJesus and Murphy and these guys just coming in. So we've got to give some time to see what they're going to do. I mean, he's got to mix and match. And I say give a little time. He's no fool. Charles.
I don't know. I think that Giovatello, you said he does have a very good on-base percentage, but the fact of the matter is he does foul off a lot of pitches. He takes a lot of pitches. And even though the on-base percentage may not be there, I think with him taking a lot of pitches, that actually helps Calhoun and Trout behind him.
But, unless you're going to really think.
I understand the right and left thing with De Jesus at the top of the lineup. But I would just think that the stability of Giovitella being there every day and then having either De Jesus or Victorino hitting out of the number nine slot would be more stable. But I mean, I am a big Sosa fan, so I understand his platooning stuff and all that. I'm just saying, in this particular situation, I would.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Sorry about that, Troy. I guess we lost you, but it'll be interesting to see how he mixes and matches the pieces. I know it's going to take a little more time. I have a lot of confidence in Mike Socia. Just an outstanding manager and was an outstanding player. And if he hadn't played catcher and had so much success as a player, Bob, I might be a little more worried.
Well, unless you're going to like really think outside the box a little bit here and maybe try to bat Trout leadoff, you know, which would be, you know, something. I mean, we've seen him second, third. You know, I don't know if we've seen him clean up all season long. Probably at some point we have. But, you know, he's hit pretty much, you know, third throughout most of the year. But unless you're going to take a guy like Trout and bat him leadoff, then I think pretty much it's not going to matter too much who's batting leadoff at this point.
Right.
I think you're going to see De Jesus, Giovitella up there. You might see Ibar a couple of times, although I think they like him, you know, slotted at ninth. And I think you'll see Victorino, if he plays, maybe bat leadoff sometimes. But, you know, I don't think it's really been a big issue because – really, the Angels don't have that quote-unquote prototypical, you know, leadoff hitter anyway. So,
right.
You know, I don't think it's a big deal at this point. I don't think Socia thinks of it as a big deal.
Well, like
either.
I said, if Socia doesn't have the resume he has, I'd be worried, but I'm not. I think he's going to figure it out. All right, let's move on. We're going to change gears. We have Debbie in Seal Beach wants to talk about the Giants. Debbie, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. Now, we're talking the New York Giants, not the San Francisco variety, correct?
Yeah. I want to switch gears a little bit from baseball to football, if you guys don't mind.
Not at all.
We don't mind that at all.
I'm a New York transplant here. Been here a while, and I want to get your guys' take on where the New York Giants are standing this year, what you think about their chances for another Super Bowl take.
Well, first of all, Debbie, you are our first female caller, I believe, on the franchise.
Hey, I like
so,
that.
So thank you for... Thank you for participating in our show. We appreciate that. We don't discriminate. We want everybody to call.
Ladies, come on in.
And I love talking football. That's why I'm here at 11:55 tonight. I'm here to talk about the New York Giants.
I love that.
I've been sitting here all night waiting for someone to call about the New York Giants. Well, just to answer your question, you know, the Giants only won 6 games last year, but if you look at the Giants' patterns, they have a lousy season, they have a good season, they have a lousy season, et cetera, et cetera. So in my opinion, the Giants are due for a really good season. I'm actually going to pick the Giants to win that division over the Cowboys this year.
Wow, Bob.
I'm going to tell you why.
You hear that, Bob?
Please do.
I'm going to tell you why. Second year in that offensive system, the Giants are going to be much more aggressive, and that offense is dangerous. You've got Victor Cruz coming back. You've got Odell Beckham. We all know what he can do. You've added Shane Vereen to the mix. And once again, the Giants are every other year. So I actually like the Giants. I think they're going to be much more aggressive, and I think they're going to win that division.
I like what they've done. I don't know if the defense is there. I think there's some question marks on the defensive side of the ball for the Giants, though.
Well, look, if you think the Cowboys are going to be the same team, I don't think so. They've lost DeMarco Murray. I think the Cowboys are going to be a different team this year. So I think the Giants are going to be much better this year. They're going to be a heck of a lot better than 6-10. I'm thinking more like 10-6, something like that, and winning that division.
I could see 8 or 9 wins. I don't know if I see 10 wins out of the Giants. I could see 8 or 9. I agree. I think they're a little better team. I don't know if they're a division winning team over there.
That's because you're a Cowboy fan over there, Bob. Come on now.
Love them Cowboys.
I love the Giants offense. And, you know, when they get Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham, we know what Beckham can do. They're going to be much better. Like I said, adding Shane Vereen is huge. They haven't had a running game for a while.
So is this the year Eli's back on? He's not going to throw 48 interceptions this year?
Eli might throw 62 interceptions, but he's still going to throw a bunch of touchdown passes to Odell Beckham. So their offense is better. Their offense is a threat. I think they're just going to be better this year.
Debbie, what do you think? What do you think the Giants are going to do this year? What are they going to finish? Set these boys straight, will you?
Well, of course I want them to beat the Cowboys. What do you think? Obviously, right?
We all do. Are you kidding me?
There's not much else in that
division. There's not one Cowboy fan in here.
I want everybody to beat the Cowboys.
Absolutely. I want to see modern day beat the Cowboys. How about that? Huh? Well, it'll be interesting. You know, we love the NFL. Let's face it. Here we are 40 days out, 38 days out, and you know, football is dominating because it is the dog days of summers right now. It's a little tough, but football's dominating everything. Everybody's getting all ready for their fantasy football. I see Bob's in 10 leagues and so forth. So Everybody's excited.
Well, I'm excited, and I hope they make it to the playoffs tonight. I really like your analysis, guys. Thank you.
All right, Debbie, thank you so much from Seal Beach.
Thank you for the call.
Right on. Now we're going to go to Sean in Irvine. Sean, what's up, man?
How's it going?
All right. You want to talk some baseball?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I mean, it's a long season, you know, Angels, and I went to the game tonight, but, I mean, with this lineup, this talent we have on this team, and we're just flailing right now, you know, I don't know. I just can't figure out why they made this move, but they brought up Bedrosian and sent Robertson down. Like, Robertson was killing it, and the guy is, like, a solid player, and they – it's like he's just disappeared. Like, I mean, he didn't disappear. He'll come back, I imagine. But I don't know. I'm starting to side towards, you know, with some other friends of mine that, you know, Socha's the longest tenured manager in baseball, and he hasn't been in the World Series since 2002. So it's like, you know, where do you, you know, I mean, I want to like, you know, believe in him and stuff like that. But it's just, I don't know. I don't have enough confidence in him right now, to be honest with you.
Well, that Angel farm system has not been, you know, at the top of any lists in recent years. And Cam Bedrosian's been, you know, one of those kind of young arms they've sort of hoped would step forward and be a little better than the results have shown. And you know, he's been one of those kind of guys that he's been up, he's been down. They send him back, he comes up, he looks good at times. And other times he struggles, like, you know, like he did tonight. You know, he hung that pitch for the two-run homer. But, you know, they're really out of options kind of, I think, down in that bullpen. I mean, that bullpen has been pretty solid all year long, but you know, you get into extra innings, and you know, you need a guy like Bedrosian to go out there and throw three innings or four innings for you, maybe if at all possible, because you don't want to blow through your bullpen, you know, at this point in the season, especially I guess a team like Cleveland. So in a way, it was almost, you know, a wash tonight with the Houston loss, and you think, okay, at least we didn't blow through our bullpen tonight in this 2-0 loss. So it's silver linings at points.
And Socha's been good at controlling the innings for the younger arms in the pen, not burning them out, you know.
Well, it's Akeen. I think that's one of the things that Mike Socha's done well over the years. I mean, he's been really, really good at, you know, managing a bullpen. Some people have some differing opinions on that. I think he's done a pretty good job over the years, but he's always had a couple of really good arms down there. I remember the Scott Shields years where that guy just had the rubber arm and just threw inning after inning. So the Angels have always, done a pretty good job of putting together some pretty good bullpens. And I think, you know, Mike Socha, you mentioned as a former catcher, realizes the importance of that. You need to have an entire staff and know how to use that entire pitching staff, you know, throughout a 162 game schedule.
And we'll see. They still have time to, you know, make a deal. Bedrosian may or may not be there down the road. We don't know. We'll see what happens. See, I raise a little fat right now, but he's a young guy. You got to give him a little time. Don't you think, Bob?
No, well, like I said, you know, I mean, you hope these young guys will come up and make a contribution. And at times Bedrosian has, and at times he hasn't. He's struggled. But that's kind of what you're looking at. There aren't many other great young arms down in that Angel system.
Right. He struggled more than he's, you know,
very true.
He's done well. So, but yeah, I mean, it's a long season. We still got what, 60 something games left in the season, I think. I'm not sure exactly how much, but you know, I want to believe that this is just kind of a bump in the road, and you know, we'll pick up the pieces tomorrow and, you know, revive the team. But you know, we'll see what happens. But
well,
Sean, my call.
Sean, that's some good concern there. We'll see what happens. Apparently, you're a guy that follows the Angels really well, so good call. We appreciate it. All right, we're at the top of the hour. We come back. We got more football to talk about, more baseball. And you, the callers, 1-877-8830-830. This is The Franchise.
Hey, it's Roger Lodge inviting you to join me weekday afternoons at 3, right here on AM 830 KLAA, Orange County, Los Angeles.
Hey everybody, it's John Conte from The Franchise. I'm going to talk to you about a dentist, not just any dentist. I'm going to talk to you about Dr. Rad at Gateway Dental. I've never been more excited about going to the dentist. Guys, Dr. Rad is a UCLA graduate, an NYU graduate. 2009 and 2013, she was America's top dentist. In 2016, she was Southern California's super dentist. And 2011 and 12, the talk of the town. You have to go see my friend Dr. Rad. She has locations to serve you in Mission Viejo and Santa Ana. Dr. Rad does children, implants, Invisalign, you name it, she does it. And here's the best part. If you go see my friend Dr. Rad and you accept her treatment, she's going to give you a free deep cleaning value of $1,000. That's right, a $1,000 value. If you've already had a deep cleaning and you still accept a treatment from Dr. Rad, you're going to get a free iPod. Everybody, the first 20 people to call will get these deals. Call Dr. Rad right now, 949-707-7000. That's 949-707-7000. Gateway Dental. Go see him today. Hey, everybody. If you're listening to our show, you're probably driving in your car. And if you're driving in your car near the Fountain Valley area, stop by Harbor Mobile today, located on the corner of Edinger and Harbor. Harbor Mobile, located on the corner of Edinger and Harbor. Stop in today, get 10 gallons worth of gas. They will give you a free car wash just for mentioning our show. Once again, Harbor Mobile, corner of Harbor and Edinger, 10 gallons of gas, gets you a free car wash. Mention the franchise. Hey guys, this is John Conte from The Franchise. I'm here to talk to you about reverse mortgages. What exactly is a reverse mortgage? Who knows? Premier Lending Group knows. Call them. They will walk you through the process and give you financial peace of mind. Yes, I said financial peace of mind. I've referred my friends and family to them. They are great. If you're 62 years or older, own your own home, you may qualify for a federally insured reverse mortgage that allows you to draw the equity off of your own home. This company is fantastic. They're AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. And if you mention The Franchise, they're going to take care of your appraisal. Call the Premier Lending Group today. Call them at 714-289-0868. That's 714-289-0868. Tell them The Franchise sent you, and they're going to take care of you. Once again, Premier Lending Group. Call them today about a reverse mortgage.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Franchise. Rich Estrella, Bob Gibson, and John Conte. Thank you for joining us tonight. The number, if you want to join us, is 877-8-830-830. And, Bob, today you and John started the Cornetic Gym. Tell me about it. I've seen some photos today. I love them. You guys are out of your minds, though, really.
We had a blast down there.
I bet you did.
We had a blast down with Andy at Cornetic Gym, and he gave us a nice little workover today, but it was a lot of fun.
Look, whenever someone asks me if I'm a gym member, I just pull out my keychain. I've got like 17 different tags of all the places around town. I don't ever go. And Andy came aboard as a sponsor, and he wanted to work Bob and I out. I mean, Bob and I are in perfect physical condition. I don't understand why he would pick us. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not a big workout guy. You never know by looking at me, but I'm not a big workout guy, but Andy put Bob and I through the best workout I've ever had in my life. It was quick, it was efficient, and I feel great right now.
No, but John, you came in looking like heck today. You came in, you were
like
dragging,
heck.
Man. You go, oh, man. Where's the coffee, Rich? Come on, go fire that pot up.
That was really the beauty of it, though. You hit on it. It was a quick workout, but it really did the job. You know, we were working the ropes. We were running. We were doing some crunches.
The ropes are working you. Yeah. You weren't working no ropes.
We were working the boxing gloves a little
bit.
I mean, it was short and compact, but really meaningful. I mean, it was just it felt good at the end of it.
Look, take it from a guy that doesn't like to work out.
Yeah.
Andy's gym, that Cornetic Gym in Lake Forest, California, is phenomenal.
Top notch.
It's really top notch. He has fantastic pricing. You know, we have to get Andy on the phone one of these days because I want him to talk about our results and things that we're doing. It's all about healthy lifestyle. I love it. I'm going to be there 2-3 times a week at least.
Did you guys get measured? Because I want to tail of the tape on this thing. I want to see who does better. Who's the real athlete between Bob Gibson and John Conte? That's what I want to know.
This is not about measurements. It's about a complete lifestyle change.
All right.
You know, Rich,
Rich,
why don't you join the gym and figure it out for yourself because you need it more than Bob or I.
Well, you got to let me pig out for a little bit and get out of shape so I can get back into shape because I'm in tip-top form right now, baby. Get me to Mr. Olympia right now. I'm there.
Well, thank you, Andy.
Me and Schwarzenmeier.
Andy, if you're out there listening, we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to working out with you more.
Yep.
Cornetic Gym. All right, we'll check it out. You know who needs to go to Cornetic Gym is Arian Foster. That's who needs to go. A torn groin today. And I feel sorry for the Texans right now because basically, and what, Alfred Blue went down today?
No, well, yeah, he should be okay though, right?
Yesterday.
What happened to him? Well, what was his injury?
It was nothing. It was just a leg cramp. yesterday.
Dude, you know what a leg cramp turns into around 3 in the morning, man? Wait till he goes to bed. You're going to turn around 3 in the morning. That thing's going to be killing him again.
Yeah, but you know what? This was yesterday. He was carted off. Today, he's fine. And, you know, he's going to have to step up and be the man because Foster's going to be out for at least 8 weeks, could be out for the whole season. This is a tragedy for the Houston Texans.
You know, Foster, I think they said in the last 3 or 4 years, I was reading a few things, and he is like the second best back in the league the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, he puts up big numbers. He's a stud for them. And if Alfred Blue's the number 2, that guy had 500 yards rushing last year. I mean, how do you you can't replace Foster.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Does it really matter who's running the ball in Houston? That team is going to be a bottom feeder. They don't have a quarterback.
You got this all wrong. No, John, you're looking this at from the wrong side of the fence here. You're looking at the wrong position here. I'm talking fantasy football, man.
Oh, jeez.
He was going to be my first or second pick this year. Now I lose this guy.
You better get the handcuff, Alfred Blue. That's your guy right there, Rich.
Alfred Blue. Hey, you know what? He might be a sleeper. I might take him. We'll see what happens, you know. I won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. You know that, right?
Congratulations, Rich. That's fantastic.
I had Russell Wilson, one of the worst statistical quarterbacks you could have, but I'm a world champion. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right.
Take a bow.
Executive of the year. No, but what's your take, Bob? You don't think it's going to matter, Foster being gone, Texans?
No, Texans are going to be terrible this year. I agree with John. Name their quarterback quick. No, you can't. They have nobody. If you have a warm heartbeat out there, if you're a quarterback, call the Houston Texans. They could use you. No, that defense is great. We know
what the defense is
like. I mean, you know, between Watt and Clowney and all the guys, the defense is solid, but the offense is just a complete train wreck in Houston. It just gets even worse now with Foster out. I don't know what Houston's going to do offensively.
I would definitely start J.J. Watt in the backfield over Alfred Blue.
Absolutely.
That guy can play every position on the field. But look, it doesn't matter.
No.
That team is just not going to be good. It's just not going to happen. The Colts are going to run away with that division.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, you want to see somebody give them a fight. Every now and then a bottom feeder knocks out a big dog. And
that's not this year.
Yeah, apparently not.
Let's just hope that someone does well on your fantasy football day, Rich. That's
maybe somebody will step up. Aren't we going to have that at the Canyon Inn, though? Going to have some kind of...
Absolutely. Listen, if anyone out there wants to draft,
go to
the Canyon Inn and have your draft. They've got screens in the back. You can hook up your computer. You can do your draft there. People are going to bring you drinks. Once again, you're not sitting in a hot garage, because that's what we do. We sit in a hot garage. I'm over it. I want to go to the Canyon Inn. Go to the Canyon. Make your appointment now.
That's really the place to go.
It really is. Yeah. Great idea for fantasy football drafts.
They got those 100-inch big screens, a couple of those in there. I mean, you know, all the draft stuff will be up there for everybody.
They're going to bring you beer while you're drafting your team. Who beats that?
And you can even draft Alfred Blue if you want.
No.
That'll be Rich's first pick, Alfred Blue.
That's right, man. Hey, you know what? He may pan out. We'll see what happens. Stop knocking the guy.
He's going to have to if Houston has
you
any
never
shot
know.
This year.
Hey, what about Ray Rice? What about Ray Rice?
Hey, there's an idea.
Well, let's talk about Ray Rice now, because it seems like, you know, everybody's backing off of Rice right now. I mean, I know there's some teams that can use him, and just like the Texans can right now, but there's so much baggage. I mean, the guy that they say that over just about half the audience for NFL football are women now. And after what Ray Rice did, you know how that plays, you know, and whoever takes him is going to have to take that baggage. And I don't know if any team will take that hit. That's a big hit to take, bringing Ray Rice on your team.
Well, we're not talking about the talent of Adrian Peterson here.
No,
that's
you're
a whole
right.
different
Absolutely.
Subject. But Adrian Peterson's arguably still in the midst of his career years. Ray Rice, I think, more down, and Ray Rice never was Adrian Peterson anyway.
Why are you making me cringe, man? I'm underneath my desk right now.
Hey.
Come on.
Let's talk about productivity, because if a team's going to take a chance on a guy, it's going to be because he can do something for them. I'm not sure Ray Rice has anything left in the tank. Adrian Peterson's still very capable of putting up some big-time numbers in that Viking offense. I don't think Ray Rice has anything left in the tank.
Domestic violence is a huge issue. It's wrong. It shouldn't happen. That's why nobody's giving him a look.
Exactly.
But if he is going to get a look, I mean, obviously, the Texans could give him a look. And, you know, we always have the Cowboys.
The Cowboys,
The Cowboys will the Cowboys will take them all straight out of prison. They don't care. Okay? They don't care.
They're replacing the Raiders
as
the gangsters
of the league.
They're
hyping camp fights on their website. Yeah. So, you know the Cowboys are good for something.
That's right. They might, you know, Jerry Jones can sustain that hit. It's Texas. All they have to do is win.
Well, Darryl McFadden's number one on the depth chart in Dallas.
Ray Rice
and that guy's always an injury away from being out. So, you never know. Ray Rice might get a chance.
Well, the interesting thing, too, and this has been talked about for a while, but it came up again this week about Ronda Rousey, getting in the elevator with Ray Rice, and I still think she's overmatched in that fight. I don't care what anybody says. And what a travesty! Here, Ronda Rousey is the biggest draw right now in mixed martial arts, but she's getting paid pennies, boys, based on that pay-per-view last week. I mean, she gets about $200,000 for the fight, and what do they make? About $100 million, possibly, in pay-per-view. I mean, you know, so, but I don't think for a minute that Ronda Rousey can take Ray Rice in a fight.
No. Probably not.
She can take all three of us.
Well, yeah, but, you know. Well, speak for yourself, actually. I think I could take her, dude. Set it up.
That sounds like
that. There we go.
Pay-per-view.
Let's get Rich in the octagon.
Hey, yeah, right.
Rich, you would no longer be on the franchise. It'd be John Conte and Bob Gibson.
Yeah, I'd be talking out of a straw.
Yeah, Rich Estray, our correspondent from Hogue Hospital.
I could not win. You can't hit women. I would not win that fight. I wouldn't lift a hand to hit Ronda Rousey.
Hey, we should call Andy at Coronetic Gym and say, Rich is getting ready to fight Ronda Rousey.
Train me. That's right,
let's
baby.
Let's have Andy train you.
That's right. I have Antonio McKee train me. Hey, real quick, since we're on the topic of Ray Rice, what about Michael Vick, man? Now, this guy is just an enigma now. We know who he is, but we don't really see him, and nobody's really talking about him as an elite NFL player anymore. What's the story?
Well, he's definitely not elite. He hasn't been elite for a few years.
Absolutely, we know that.
I think the only place he could probably surface is Buffalo, and I think he could surface in Buffalo. Obviously, he has a relationship there with Rex Ryan, and who's Buffalo's quarterback, guys? I mean, Buffalo's in trouble this year.
Is it Castle?
From a quarterback perspective, I think Buffalo needs everything else. You know, Buffalo looks good on paper besides the quarterback position.
Right. Defensively, they're solid.
They're very solid, and they boosted up their offense this year, too. They've made some really good surprise moves. They won 9 games last year, and I think they're a better team on paper this year. Michael Vick just might get a look there. Besides that, I don't see it.
Well, now, along the lines of Michael Vick, what about RG3? There's been a lot of talk about him, and it hasn't been positive with Washington.
Yeah, I honestly think RG3 needs to perform, or else he's going to find himself just like Michael Vick without a job. I'm dead serious. That guy has had nothing but issues since he's come into the league.
Well, that's true. You know, be that as it may, but do you think maybe moving him to another position, because RG3 is one of those kind of guys that can play running back, wide receiver, he
that's
can play DB.
No.
They won't move him around.
That is not going to happen.
All right. You never know.
He's just like, you know, Tim Tebow's not going to play tight end.
Well,
you think they're going to no. You think RG3 is going to line up as the slot receiver? That's ridiculous.
Tebow could play fullback though.
He really could.
He knows definitely can. You saw him play when he's at Florida.
I just wonder if somebody could take Robert Griffin and maybe, you know, work with him. Maybe he just needs to get out of Washington. Maybe get somewhere where maybe he could start working with somebody, just get his mechanics cleaned up, get him going, get him healthy.
I think
just maybe a change of scenery would help this guy, because he had a pretty good rookie season.
You would have thought that Shanahan would have been able to mold him, and that whole relationship just went bad. I think RG3 is completely overhyped.
Do you know why these guys do well, these running quarterbacks? They always do well their rookie year, and after that, it's done. There's very few guys that were able to sustain it. Fran Tarkenton was a great scrambler, great runner. John Elway, even though he was a big guy, John Elway ran great. But you got the little guys. You got Vic got beat up. RG3 got beat up, you know. But after having a great rookie year, even Kaepernick did great his rookie year. And then what happened? Defenses figure them out. The defensive coordinators figure out these running guys. They get their butts handed to them the first time around. But the second time around, it's not like that. They figure it out fast. That's why they're professionals.
Well, the defenses are scheming. They're going to put a spy on the quarterback. I mean, if you
shadow
watch,
on them. Yep.
If you watch the 49ers, you know, Colin Kaepernick really doesn't run until later in the season. They don't want him running. They don't want him getting hurt. That's another team that really doesn't have a backup quarterback to come in and spell Kaepernick. So they have to be very careful how they use him. I like him when he runs, but the more you run, the more prone you are to injury.
Even Andrew Luck likes to scramble it up a little bit. You know, you think of him as a prototypical just sit in the pocket, but, you know, he's got some moves out there. He can move a little
bit. Yeah, but
he's not just a sitting target. But
Luck's 230 pounds, and he can take a hit. Not a problem. But RG3 is what? He's really like 5'11", about 183. He ain't going to take those hits very long, man. There's a big difference between Andrew Luck and RG3 in terms of durability, I would say.
Oh, I agree.
It's obviously
100%.
Proven already,
right.
You know?
It's already been proven. Griffin just can't stay on the field for any sustained amount of time.
Now, back to Johnny's 49ers, John. I'm telling you, man, they had one of the worst off seasons that I can remember. I know you'll debate this with me, but either them or the Patriots, but I still believe they totally changed the dynamic of that team. They're totally rebuilding right now. I believe that. We're getting rid of Frank Gore, Harbaugh. I don't care what these guys are saying about Harbaugh. They weren't winning until Harbaugh got there. And so what if you? I don't think he wore out his welcome. I just thought they couldn't control the guy, and he was winning. Let's face it, he was.
Look, Harbaugh did make the 49ers relevant again.
Absolutely, he did.
The 49ers had fallen off the map. He basically inherited the same team that was there before, and he was able to take them all the way to the Super Bowl. I think Harbaugh did an outstanding job. Here's the trouble with Harbaugh. He did not mesh with management. He did not mesh with the players. And after time, it's going to wear on you. So he had to move on. Then they bring in Jim Tomsula, who's a player's coach. Look at Pete Carroll. He's a player's coach. Sometimes these guys need a player's coach. They don't need to be babysat. They're grown adults. And Jim Harbaugh's act got tired. He's even making problems in Michigan. So I actually think it was a good move. It's addition by subtraction. I know they had a lot of victories. But let me tell you something. Give Jim Tomsula a chance. Let's see what this team can do.
Bob, your take on that with Harbaugh?
Anything the Niners are going to be able to do this year, and it's going to be they kind of dug a hole for themselves. All these guys retired the offseason, but it really revolves around Colin Kaepernick, doesn't it? I mean, and now if he's going to have a chance to become that quarterback that's going to lead them somewhere back to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I see your T-shirt there, Kaepernick.
Sit down with that.
I see the Kaepernick shirt.
But
if they're going to get back to the Super Bowl, it's Kaepernick. And now if he's got a chance, if Tomsula can get the most out of him, and I think he can. I like Kaepernick. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. I think this is the chance now, but, boy, you don't get too many chances, do you? And if he can't do it this year, I think I could see the 49ers completely turning the page on this franchise quickly.
Their defense, though, took a big hit, too.
Their defense.
Oh, big time.
Their defense took a huge hit. Half the team retired.
The linebackers all got out. And they're all 22, 23 years old. Said, hey, you know what? It's not for me anymore.
I mean, it was
take that bonus, baby, and get out.
You know, Chris Borland comes in. It's like, hey, we finally got someone, and then he retires. They have been decimated this
Brown,
offseason.
Yeah.
Absolutely decimated.
So it's going to be a hard season for him. And I never understood getting rid of Frank Gore. He missed reliable stability. I know he's not a 1,500-yard rusher anymore, but he's very stable. He's very reliable. And to get rid of a veteran like that, I don't know.
Frank Gore is a workhorse.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he's been the heart and soul of that team. There's been rumors going back 3-4 years that he's wanted to play for the Colts. And if you remember, he almost went to Philly. Colts came knocking. He took the Colts. He thinks he has the best chance to win there. I'm a big Frank Gore guy. I appreciate everything he did for San Francisco. And, you know, the 49ers do have Carlos Hyde, who could step up and hopefully spell Gore.
I like that guy. I like Carlos Hyde.
I like him, too. He's a little bit quicker, shall we say. Obviously, he's younger. His legs aren't as beat up, but man, there's nothing like old reliable Gore. I mean, those guys can learn from him. Work ethic and just his toughness. That guy's as tough as they come for his size.
And Gore's blocking as well. I mean, in the pass protection, Gore's great. That's what Carlos Hyde is going to need to learn.
They're going to love that guy at Indy. I think he's got one big year left in him.
Absolutely.
I think Indy's going to love him.
We'll talk more about that in a second. But right now, it's the Canyon Inn, Johnny.
Hey, we were just talking about the Canyon Inn. Go there for your fantasy football draft. Doesn't get any better than that. And what's tonight, guys? Tonight's Tuesday night.
Yes,
it is. If you're at the Canyon Inn, you're enjoying dollar drafts.
It's Wednesday morning,
actually. $5 pitchers. And tomorrow?
Today.
$3.75, whatever. Today, tomorrow. Just go there. Go to the Canyon Inn in Yorba Linda. Trust me, you can't go wrong. Canyon Inn, Yorba Linda. Enjoy yourself. There are no
saints in Italy. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
We all want to look our best. Dr. J's Laser Medi Spa can help you do that. Elimination of spider and varicose veins, cellulite reduction, body contouring, and laser hair removal. At Dr. J's Medi Spa, we offer you the latest state-of-the-art technology and some of the most advanced skincare treatments and non-surgical cosmetic enhancements available in the world today. Our luxurious spa-like facility is what sets Dr. J's Laser Medi Spa apart from the rest. Visit us online at drjsmedispa.com or call us at 714-832-2222 today.
You want to get fit? We all want to get fit. Go to Coronetic Gym. Talk to Andy. He will get you in the best shape of your life. Make the commitment right now. Go to coroneticgym.com or call 949-392-0765. You want to look your best? Talk to Andy at Coronetic Gym. 949-392-0765. Go to coroneticgym.com.
Hey, everybody. It's John Conte from The Franchise. I'm going to talk to you about a dentist, not just any dentist. I'm going to talk to you about Dr. Rad at Gateway Dental. I've never been more excited about going to the dentist. Guys, Dr. Rad is a UCLA graduate, an NYU graduate. 2009 and 2013, she was America's top dentist. In 2016, she was Southern California's super dentist. And 2011 and 12, the talk of the town. You have to go see my friend Dr. Rad. She has locations to serve you in Mission Viejo and Santa Ana. Dr. Rad does children, implants, Invisalign, you name it, she does it. And here's the best part. If you go see my friend Dr. Rad and you accept her treatment, she's going to give you a free deep cleaning value of $1,000. That's right, a $1,000 value. If you've already had a deep cleaning and you still accept a treatment from Dr. Rad, you're going to get a free iPod. Everybody, the first 20 people to call will get these deals. Call Dr. Rad right now, 949-707-7000. That's 949-707-7000. Gateway Dental. Go see him today. Hey, everybody. If you're listening to our show, you're probably driving in your car. And if you're driving in your car near the Fountain Valley area, stop by Harbor Mobile today, located on the corner of Edinger and Harbor. Harbor Mobile, located on the corner of Edinger and Harbor. Stop in today, get 10 gallons worth of gas. They will give you a free car wash just for mentioning our show. Once again, Harbor Mobile, corner of Harbor and Edinger. 10 gallons of gas gets you a free car wash. Mention the franchise.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to The Franchise. I'm Rich Estray along with Bob Gibson and John Conte. And we're certainly glad you joined us for our last segment of the evening. And when we left, we were talking about the demise of the 49ers. And I don't care what John says, Bob, the Niners are going to be out of it for a few years. I ain't giving anybody any time. They got rid of the best thing they had going. But let's move on from that. John, why do you think the Patriots had a worse offseason than the San Francisco 49ers? Why do you think that? Because you did say that earlier tonight. We were talking in the red room.
I did, because they're going to go four games without Tom Brady. And I know people think, they'll go 12-4, this, that, or the other. First of all, the team is not the same. Darrell Revis is gone. He was a big piece of their defense
last year. He's all right.
He was a big piece of their defense last year. So you've got Darrell Revis gone. You've got Brady out for four games. These guys could start off 0-4, 1-3, and that division is so much better this year. You've got Buffalo that's going to be a lot better. They can't afford to go without Brady for four games. Plus, you know, everything's resurfaced again. We're talking about Spygate. We're talking about this. We're talking about that. So in the court of public opinion, the Patriots have clearly had the worst offseason.
But the Niners have been in the Super Bowl, been sniffing around the Super Bowl during Harbaugh's tenure. And the Patriots are still going to be in the hunt, but I don't see the 49ers being in any hunt. They're going to be like an 80-1 shot at winning the bowl this year, maybe 90.
People expect the Patriots to be at the top of the heap. I mean, you know, any way you slice it, the Niners could be the third, and if the Rams really take a step forward this year, it could be the fourth best team in that division. I mean, Arizona's got the top defense. Seattle's still the Super Bowl contender, so I don't think anyone was expecting San Francisco to run away with anything, but people still expect New England to be the top of the heap in the AFC East.
All right. Hey, let's real quick talk about James Harden. $200 million offer from Adidas. Are you kidding me, man? He needs to break off Sonny Vaccaro a little piece of that, because Sonny Vaccaro started all this stuff, and now Harden's got the biggest offer of anybody, $200 million. And Nike had a chance to re-sign him, but they let that contract lapse. So Adidas swooped right in and said, hey, look, we'll just give you $200 mil. Just sign.
So you're telling me James Harden's going to sell more gear than anybody else in the league?
I don't know, man. I don't know what he's going to do. I have
James
no idea.
Harden? I like James Harden. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here ripping on James Harden, a great player, but is that the most marketable guy in the NBA?
I didn't offer him $200 million. I don't know if he is or he isn't. He pretty much keeps his nose clean, although, and I said we'd never talk about this, but although, if you follow the rags, you know, he's been linked to one of the Kardashian girls. So that's a demise in my book. He's going to go down just like Reggie Bush did and Lamar Odom did. I mean, you know, you can't be mixing business and pleasure. You got to stay focused on your career. You have a short window. You really do as a pro athlete.
Do you guys think L.A. Gear gave Joe Montana $200 million to wear those kicks?
Joe probably got about $3 million back in his day. Now it's up to $200 million.
But he was looking good in those L.A. Gears.
I would wear any shoe for the right price, right. By the way. I'd go barefoot if that was the case.
He'd wear sandals.
I'd wear Birkenstocks.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And he would. And John's not lying. He would. You know? But I think this sneaker thing is getting out of hand now, because that is a lot more money than he will make through his NBA career and salary. Let's face it.
Well, it really go back and forth. I mean, it's Nike and Adidas, and you got Under Armour and a couple of the others in there. But, you know, really it's Nike versus Adidas in the battle for these guys, you know, coming out of school, right?
So, wait a minute. L.A. gear is not relevant anymore?
Oh, come on. They went the way of Reebok. You know, once they got rid of Sonny, it was over. It's over. You know, I can't believe
Puma. Puma.
And what was up with Nike getting rid of Sonny Vaccaro? Were they crazy? That guy made every good move for those guys. He made the right moves all the way down marketing them, and then they kick him to the curb, man.
It's Nike.
I would have milked that, dude. Yeah, but Nike may not be at the top anymore. Looks like Adidas has all the money now. $200 million? Are you kidding me?
Michael Jordan made Nike, not Sonny Vaccaro. Michael Jordan made the Nike.
It was Sonny Vaccaro who said, we give it all to Jordan. Nike wanted to give it to like five guys, and they said no. Sonny said, we're all in on Jordan, or we're not. We got to make a shoe after him. You know, he was the one that came up with the idea of making Jordan a shoe. And from then, now LeBron's got a shoe. Kobe's got I got a shoe. We all got shoes now.
But didn't Michael Jordan want to wear Adidas, and Adidas didn't want him? They only wanted to sign big men. Hey, we're just going to sign big men. We're not interested.
Well, they wanted to get an established guy already. That's what they wanted. And that wasn't the right. They did take a big gamble on Jordan coming out of college out of North Carolina. They took a big gamble on him.
That move was about as bad as M&M's passing up on E.T. and going with Reese's Pieces. I mean, come on. I mean, Michael Jordan has made Nike.
Didn't they? What was it? Sam Bowie? Was he like the first pick over his head of Michael Jordan?
Olajuwon.
It was Olajuwon and then Jordan. Bowie and Jordan, yep.
Yeah, I mean, crazy, you know. But we'll see how this pans out. But I still think he owes Vaccaro a little bit of money. Just a little bit. All right. Tomorrow, there's a 12:30 Angel game, right?
Absolutely.
So unless it goes into extra innings, or shall we say overtime, like somebody called him one time and said, they went into overtime. Nah, it's extra innings, man. But barring an extra inning game, we'll be here tomorrow night at 11 o'clock because there'll be no game.
Well, they'd have to go about 48 innings to get
they might.
into our time
they
slot
might,
tomorrow,
man. So. They just might. I'd like to thank Armando, our engineer in the booth, Richie Estrella, our producer and call screener tonight. And anything we got to apologize to anybody tonight, guys? I'm not apologizing to the Niners or Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm not going to apologize to you.
All right, you don't have to. Nobody's asking you about that. And how about Sonny Vaccaro? Are we going to apologize to him?
No, I'm not apologizing to Sonny. Right. He's got enough money already.
Then we hit it. Then we hit it right on the head. On behalf of Bob Gibson, John Conte, Rich Estrella, and Armando, I'm Rich Estrella saying so long from your friends at the franchise. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 o'clock p.m. Don't ask what, for if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die.
The proceeding was a paid program. Die. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.